This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting Tweety and Trudy being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us just being part of the conversation, being involved and engaged. Right, making sure that you just got to pay attention. It doesn't necessarily have to be to me, although I wish it would be. But you need to pay attention to find some commentators you know to be true, news sources you know to be true, and listen to them and deal with them and grab their facts and run with their facts. But you know, I always say the same thing too: check them all out. Don't just run with them. Check them out as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's hit it. Always good. Always crazy stuff going on. The black Americans aren't buying Amorosa's turn against Trump. Seriously. I love this stuff because they've got to be, the Democrats have got to be in super hyper meltdown mode of some kind. And I say that for a reason. I say that because black America is turning towards Trump and not away from him. Now, let me see. If you're a Dem, are you going to call them idiots? Sellouts? Stupid? I mean, what are you going to do with this? He's got like a 35% approval rating among the black community. And then you take people like Omarosa. She's already been fired once from the White House under Clinton. They conveniently forgot that, though. And fired again before she got fired, right? My God, Trump was almost a little god to her. Sean Spicer came out and said that, no, not Sean Spicer, who was it? Piers Morgan. Did you hear about that? He came out and he said that she offered him sex to make sure she won The Apprentice.
Murdered.
I mean, seriously. Now, Omarosa, she stood at Donald Sides Trump for a long time, made her deeply unpopular, not only with the African-American community, but also with Democrats and with the news, mainstream news outlets, right? They thought she was a sellout. They called her a sellout for aligning herself with the president. Her, you know, falling out with Trump, her decision to call him a racist, this is what happened. Look at, think about it. Sharpton, Jackson, all the black members of the community who came out and started calling him all kinds of names afterward. His money and he were really good, right? Remember that? Before he started running for president, all the things that Jesse Jackson listed that Trump did for the black community to help out the black community. And all of a sudden it's different. Because they don't like him. They don't like what he stands for. They don't like that it's going to be the, I won't say same old, same old. They're not going to have the same old, right? And all of a sudden, in her book, She calls him a racist. Now, think about this. So here's a woman. She's been fired from White House positions before under Clinton, under Democrats. Not a word. Right? Nobody even brought it up. Then she goes there and she talks about how great the president is, and the left couldn't stand her. Talks about her great relationship with them, couldn't stand her. They wouldn't have her on. They wouldn't interview her. And now she writes a book. I wonder if she'd come on my show. She writes a book talking about how the president is a racist. He is a dog. He is terrible. He uses the N-word. Never heard these things from her before. Right? Anyway, most African Americans now say, hey, too little, too late. You're trying to hawk a book anyhow. So how do we know what's true and what's not true? Her tell-all mea culpa won't win her any brownie points with most blacks. And Earl Ofari Hutchman, author of the book Why Black Lives Do Matter, says that their loathing of Omarosa is virtually frozen in stone. She's still roundly lambasted as a two-bit opportunist, a racist sellout, and an ego-driven hustler. She can't have it always, people. I mean, she wants to keep her 15 minutes of fame. Well, she wants to turn into 15 years of fame. Not going to happen. Jew in the black community immediately rushed to defend her after she wrote a book titled Unhinged about her time in the White House. It paints a damning picture of the president, claiming without evidence that tapes exist of him using the N-word when he was filming Apprentice. But nobody from none of those people can come up with it. Nobody who worked the show can come up with those tapes. Right? So, you know, remember back when we were asking President Obama to show up a birth certificate and everyone was crazy? Oh, how dare you ask him to show his birth certificate? How dare you ask this? He said it. It must be true. But apparently nothing Trump says is true. Right? And everything that came out of Obama's mouth was true. I'm sure many of you still have your same insurance plan. You have your same doctor. Everything's just hunky-dory, right? She stepped up her attacks on Trump as people started stepping up their questioning of her, and as she promotes her book. She said the president, on an interview she did at the Associated Press, president is a racist, a misogynist, and a bigot. Wow. He became all those in just a couple of years. Actually, he became all those right after he fired her. The liar. Hey, you're not supposed to be taping in the White House. You're not supposed to be recording in the, what is it, the strategy room, whatever it was, situation room. But she did it anyway. I guess that makes her an upstanding citizen. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do mean that. I always, always, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Always appreciate the time that you guys work with. Send me emails. You send me emails. You send me messages. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you give me. What are we doing? Where was I? I know, you get your mouth stuffed. Don't you love when I do that to you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, yeah, we're talking about Omarosto, or whatever her name is, right? She head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Lots going on up there. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged with the subject. We're talking about Omarosa and her sudden change, her sudden turn. You know, it's really funny. So let's just talk about this in a non-political scenario. You have this woman working for you. You have this person working for you. We'll take it out of the gender realm, too. And we'll take it out of the color realm. How's that? So you have this person working for you, and they tell you that their boss is a great guy, wonderful, no problems, no headaches, you know. You're doing all this stuff, never worried, never going. Then all of a sudden, they get fired. And they get fired basically for the same reasons they got fired like 20 years ago from the same job. Not the same job, but a similar job. At a similar place. With different boss. More lenient boss. And so she gets fired. And then that person starts telling you that the boss is really a mean and nasty and terrible person. And that he hates black people. And he uses the N-word. And. He's a misogynist and a racist and a bigot. And all of a sudden, she's loved. I'm surprised they haven't called her a whistleblower yet. Right? Think about it. But in this case, even the black community doesn't believe her. They think she's a liar. You know? Now, the deep hostility that most blacks harbor for Omarosa came largely from her defense of the president and her public silence as he repeatedly attacked the American citizenship of former President Barack Obama, which is really funny because nobody, absolutely nobody, if you recall, got on Hillary's case for attacking his citizenship. And you really think that, here's a question. I am not questioning his citizenship, but here's what I'll say to you. Do you really think the Clintons, come on, think this through. Do you really believe that the Clintons would attack his citizenship if they didn't know something or think they knew something or got information? Do you really think she would just throw that out there? I don't. I think they had something or thought they had something or felt that they had something that would really push him into a corner. But obviously, it didn't happen. And no was the answer to that one. Deep hostility to the African-Americans harbor for her, right? And some African nations, you know, remember President, what's his face, President Trump calling some countries crap holes? Right, everybody was mad at her for not, you know, getting in his face about this. Right, they're upset that he has insulted people like, now see, I don't think he's insulted her. I think these are barbs that people throw back and forth all the time, as you know. Representative Maxine, you know what's really funny is why doesn't the left expect Pelosi, Waters, and others to also show respect to the president? Right? They want him to respect LeBron James. They want him to respect Waters. They want him to respect Pelosi. They had no problem, though, when Mrs. Clinton called us all deplorables. Had no problem when Pelosi called the blue-collar workers now that were turning from the Dems low-IQ or low-information voters, uninformed. Because you can't possibly, in her mind, shows you what a fascist she truly is, you can't possibly be an informed person to vote for a Republican. Right? And I think this, what is it? It's called the walk-away movement, right? I think the walk-away movement scares the crud out of them because that's why they try to shut guys like me down. Because you listen to the walk-away movement people and they'll tell you, they hear guys like me, they look at their party again, they look at what they're saying, and they truly come to the conclusion that it makes no sense. It's bad. Anyway, as the highest profile African-American on White House staff, Remember, she pushed back on accusations that Trump was a racist. She once told PBS Frontline that every critic, every detractor will have to bow down under President Trump. In the book, she says, she suggests that she joined Trump's campaign despite the misgivings she said she had about her longtime friend and mentor. So apparently, maybe she's bipolar. I'm not saying that to make fun of her. Maybe she is. I know people close to me that are bipolar. Right? They can change on a dime. Something goes sideways. That's it. Maybe that's what she's doing here. Because I know you don't want to call her a liar, right? Despite the misgivings she had, she said of her longtime friend and mentor, she still joined the group. After arrangements to join the Democrat Hillary Clinton's campaign fell through, she felt spurned. So another one of those where she didn't get the high-profile position she wanted with Hillary. Well, Hillary already had 900 employees to Trump's 90. Do you love that, too, during the race? It shows you, see, this to me is a telltale sign of how out of touch the politicians are. They kept saying Trump couldn't win because he didn't have the ground game, he didn't have the team that Hillary had. Right? That he didn't know how to set up a ground game, he didn't know how to set up a team. She had 900 people working for her. They had 90 field offices. They had. He only had 90 people working, just under. He had no real field offices to speak of. Not really. She spent close to $1 billion. What did he spend? A couple hundred million? There's no way. He wasn't spending the money. He was getting all his TV time with the things he was saying and doing. By filling stadiums with 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people, when she couldn't get 100 to show up. And even people that she was getting in the states that were popular couldn't get a bunch of people to show up for her. Think about that. He used the media. He used them at their own game. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The names of the hundreds of priests involved in the sexual abuse of 1,000 children in Pennsylvania will soon be released. Bishop Kevin Rhodes notified his superiors and law enforcement of the abuse he knew about while he was in Pennsylvania, but did not release the names of the alleged accusers to avoid scandal. Friday, Rhodes apologized to the victims, saying he'll now handle abuse allegations differently while in Indiana.
I am announcing that the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, will begin the process of collecting and releasing the names of all individuals who have been credibly accused of abuse.
Before departing the White House for the weekend Friday, President Trump weighed in on Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the Russia investigation. The president again said the probe is rigged and said investigators should instead focus on Democrats.
Mr. Mueller is highly conflicted. Comey is like his best friend. I could go into conflict after conflict.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Wow, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean, you know, just get involved in the conversation. It's easy. Should be. Oh, stop it. Ah, there it is. God, I can't believe it. You know what? I know, it sounded like I went on the other side of the world, didn't I? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with it. You know what? I'm going to finish up the Omarosa thing because I don't want to give her all this time. But I just think it's wonderful that the black community had, well, they probably haven't figured her out. They probably knew what she was like. Right? You know, it's just amazing to constantly hear that he's racist or he's this or he's that, when in reality he's not. He's not any of those things. How did, you know, unless Jesse and Al Sharpton were just brain dead for years. Although, man, that would give them credibility because we know they're brain dead. Right? All right, so, I mean, these stories just constantly amaze me. The story that stands out in my head that we did on the show years ago was a very hardcore, just loon on the left. And she was going to prove that she could teach animals, starting with a cat, how not to eat meat. That they didn't need meat to survive. Mind you, the key word here being animals. Right? She wanted them to be kinder to each other. Right? She knew it was going to take a long time, but she wanted to be kinder. So she was devastated when the cat died, especially when the vet told her, you didn't give the cat the protein it needed. You didn't give the cat the meat that it needed. Which I always get a kick out of. It's like, you cannot will things to do what you want them to do and think it's okay and it's right and it's going to work that way. It doesn't. Life doesn't work that way. Anyhow, And we've seen these stories before, too. These are hilarious. I mean, not hilarious at the outcome. It's hilarious that people think that these pacifists make me nuts. So a millennial couple, they go and they bike near ISIS territory thinking, humans are kind. We'll show them how much we love them. Right? I mean, really, really idealistic. These are those things that, remember we were talking earlier about what you're teaching your kids? That you can love the hate out of somebody? Well, guess what? You can't. I mean, these people, the ISIS people have been taught forever, for years, to hate us, to hate anything we stand for, to hate the Jews. You can't change that by going up and giving them a hug or whatever. Jay Austin and Laura Gogegan, both 29, last year quit their office jobs in Washington, D.C. to embark on a journey. Austin, who worked for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and Gogegan, who worked in the Georgetown University's admissions office, they decided that they were wasting their lives. You ready for this? This is a Nancy Pelosi line. They decided they were wasting their lives working. Boy, we what a waste we are. We're both working.
I quit.
I've grown tired of spending the best hours of my day in front of a glowing rectangle of coloring the best years of my life in swaths of gray and beige. Austin wrote on his blog before he quit. I missed too many sunsets while my back was turned. Too many thunderstorms went unwatched. Oh, God. And many gentle breezes went unnoticed. I'm already confused. Are you sure this isn't like one of those weird novels? How's he going to eat? How's he going to... Oh, the government should take him. Maybe he should move to, like, Switzerland or something. The couple documented their year-long journey on Instagram and on a joint blog. As the New York Times put it, they shared the open-heartedness that they wanted to embody and the acts of kindness and the reciprocity by strangers. See, you have to be with strangers that are open to it to begin with. Right? Austin writes that you read the papers, you're led to believe that the world is a big, scary place. People, the narrative goes, are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it, he said. Evil is a make-believe concept. Right. There's no evil. Apparently, he's forgotten about World War II. Totally forgotten about World War II. Never read about the killing fields. I mean, it's just amazing. Do they think that all of that was made up? Evil is a make-believe concept were invented to deal with the complexities of fellow human beings holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. Right. So the only reason we call them evil is because they don't believe like we do. Well, I know a lot of people don't believe like I do. I don't call them evil. He said, by and large, humans are kind, self-interested sometimes, myopic sometimes, but kind, generous, and wonderful. Now, look, I've traveled this country. There are a lot of kind, wonderful people. There are also a lot of people that take your wallet out of your pocket. Now, Austin, however, and Gogan's dream trip came to a tragic and gruesome end when they got to Tajikistan, right? A weak state with a known terrorist threat that shares borders with Afghanistan, where ISIS and other terrorist groups are highly active. They were riding their bikes through the country on July 29th, when a car rammed them, according to the news source. Five men got out of the car and stabbed a couple to death, along with two other cyclists, one from Switzerland and the other from the Netherlands. 2 days later, ISIS released a video showing the same men sitting in front of the group's black flag. They looked at the camera and vowed to kill disbelievers and anyone who came. Think about that. We just read that a little while ago. Remember Theresa May? She said the UK values are in line with the values of Islam. Now, anytime a Muslim wants to come on the show and talk about it, so we've had Muslims on the show before. If you want to explain these scriptures or disavow these scriptures, just let me know. joe@therealside.com. Some conservatives have framed the tragedy as a cautionary tale about not just the perils of travel, but also how naive these people are. Right? I mean, I get that they want to believe the world is a great and wonderful place, but that's why it's so important that people know history. It's so important they know where these beliefs come from, what they grow out of, and what happens in certain parts of the world, in the country, countries and the certain parts of the world. Right? You think about it, some liberals, for their part, view Austin and Gogan as simply unfortunate. Experts on the region told the Washington Post, Central Asia is generally a fair place. I mean, a safe place. Now, if you think about this, these guys went out of their way to get close to ISIS territory. Because they wanted to show them how much they cared, how much they loved them, how much they could get along, how much probably they had in common with each other. Right? But they don't realize, really, these people, here we go, these people are truly animals. There's no soft side to them. They were killing their own, remember? They were killing their own believers, the people who believed the same thing they did. They just didn't know Scripture as well as they did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we're going to talk about, again, Vanderbilt University changed the name and description of a scheduled workshop that accuses white women of failing to do enough to combat white supremacy. We're back at that again. I just love it. I think it's great. Then we get a little short history of the CIA's unpunished spying on the Senate. Think about that. That is an older story that people have forgotten about. This is nothing new. See, what I really find fascinating is the fact that everything that happens under Trump, everything, why didn't you catch it? What's wrong with you? This has never happened before. Well, actually, it has happened before. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far, really. Heat up your coffee, cool it down, whatever you're doing, and come on back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And yes, be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged. Really, it ain't that hard. It ain't that big of a deal, and it ain't that hard. Anyway, you know, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend commenting on the show and being engaged, asking me questions, doing whatever. You know, and I want to finish this up because I know I'm going to run out of time, and I don't want to. I really don't want to. The, what the heck? Where did it go? Oh, there it is. All right. So, we're back at this craziness again. Well, it's never really gone away. And it's because, again, as I've always told you guys, it's simply because conservatives won't take their rightful place in colleges, as they should. You know, some of you have seen me on CNN with, I can't think of the girl's name, excuse me, the professor's name. And she scared the crud out of me one night because we're sitting talking in the green room. And she says, the reason she, you know, she wanted to go into politics. She went to D.C. to learn, and it hit her at one point in time that she could do better at molding minds by being a professor at a college. And you can't get much more liberal than she was, is. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So Vanderbilt University, they've restarted their white women of fake allyship class, basically. It's a workshop that accused white women of failing to do enough to combat white supremacy. But they changed the name and the description of the class, hoping they bring more people in. Here's the problem. You've complained so much about white supremacy that nobody believes it anymore. See, everything is because of white supremacy. Everything. If a non-white gets in line too late or shows up at a job too late and doesn't get the job, it's because of white supremacy. Because the bus driver was white, or the guy that put gas in their car was white, or. Now, after Campus Reform reached out to Vanderbilt for information about the workshop, which was originally described as including reflections on white fragility, radicalism, emotional labor, safe spaces, gaslighting, and documented case studies from the activist spaces, the university quickly, quietly altered both the name and description of the event. Don't you love that? No, seriously, when they get caught, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with it. Originally called Fake Allyship and How White Women Are Failing the Activist Struggle, the event now bears a less controversial title. Performative Allyship. Make sure you can do the work as an ally. A large portion of the original description was removed, including an excerpt explaining that this program will serve as a workshop for white people, especially white women, who want to do the work to divest of white supremacist ideology. You know what? I'd love to know what white supremacist ideology is. I'd be curious. The new short description assures that the event will still address questions such as, what does it mean to be an ally? What does it mean at a predominantly white institution like Vanderbilt in a white supremacist nation in the social media era at the Women's March and at your Thanksgiving Day table? I don't know. We're all white. Wouldn't we all be white supremacists? Why would we, by your logic, why would white people sitting around a table at Thanksgiving talk about the problem of white supremacy? I mean, I'm just going by your, because whites aren't true anyhow. They're not real. They don't speak the truth. Come on, think about it. Right? I've always got a kick out of this. I've always got a kick out of the way they approach this stuff. When you see the description, the two description. They've had this class up there twice now. And they explain that the participants will be exploring the history of white feminism and the strategies employed in co-opting and undermining anti-racist activism and therefore radical feminist struggles. I sometimes believe they use these big words just to try to confuse you. No, seriously. I get the biggest kick out of this. All right, let's see. We've got... all right. Jerry from Oregon on the line. Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, do you want to talk about Amorosa?
Yeah, right? About the term that Trump used. I think he used it, not in a derogatory term, but, you know, what do all dogs like?
I don't know.
Attention.
Okay. Oh.
They always like attention.
All right.
So he used that term on for many different people because they're trying to get attention.
So he was. You don't think he was calling him a dog in the traditional term, where it's very derogatory?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look at maybe you know, again, I always joke about men are such dogs. And I don't mean it like they're nasty, disgusting people. I just mean, you know, they get locked on something, they won't let it go. So
also that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, look at it makes sense to me. If that's the way he was using it, if that's the way you think he was using it, then it makes sense to me. All right, Jerry.
Yeah, and
thanks.
Also,
go ahead.
And I got one more thing also.
Go ahead.
And so if we can't say the word dog anymore, are they going to stop letting us say the word sheep?
Sheep? No.
They're like,
I hope not.
Sheep are followers, you know?
Right.
Or, you know?
Yeah. Well, look at it. They're making it so you almost can't say anything if it makes anybody feel bad in any way.
Yeah, on the First Amendment.
Yep. Yeah, well, and freedom of thought. I mean, think about it. You can't have any thoughts towards somebody that makes somebody feel better. You have to stop. Seriously.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Yep. You're exactly right. Hey, Jerry, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. You know, but what I love about this stuff, you know, back to the white supremacy thing. I don't know what they expect. I really don't. I would love to have one of these professors, one of these teachers come on the show and tell me what the outcome is for you, the real outcome. Tell me what you'd like to see happen here. Do you know what I mean? If you really believe that, you know, white supremacy prevails and it's being taught at colleges, it's being taught through the things we do and say, tell me what actions you would take, how you would take those actions to change it, to fix it, and to make it different. Because I don't think you can tell me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A brief history of the CIA's unpunished spy in the Senate. You know, this story actually came out and called these people out back in 2014. Who was the president in 2014? Right? I mean, you think about this story was John Brennan. It was all about John Brennan, the CIA, and what he got away with. You know, at one point in time, Senator Dianne Feinstein accused the CIA of spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and it was proven to be true. Under who? John Brennan. The guy says he shouldn't lose his security clearance. He should have lost it back then. Now think about something. She goes on to say, I have grave concerns that the CIA search may well have violated the separation of powers principle embodied in the United States Constitution. She said, I've asked for an apology and a recognition that the CIA search of computers used by the Oversight Committee was inappropriate. Right? Brennan said that we didn't do anything like that. We wouldn't do that. That's just beyond the scope of reason in terms of what we do. It would be months before his denial was proved false. So the guy's a liar. A flat-out liar. And this is why the Dems hate the interweb. Because the deal is, you can't erase this stuff that easily. First of all, somebody has to find it. They don't go searching for things, but somebody has to find it and use it. But here, John Brennan's caught a flat-out lie back in 14. He's been caught in lies all through his committee hearings and his testimonies. Why isn't he in jail? Why hasn't he lost his clearance long before this happened? Why did Obama pull his clearance when he lied? Because ultimately it benefits them. Ultimately it worked for them. He worked for the Democrats. He worked for a positive outcome of anything the Democrats wanted. They've gotten so powerful that it's scary. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you spend with us every day. Whenever you listen, the comments that you make, have a safe rest of the day. Be careful. I'll watch you back here on Monday, and God bless.